Welcome to the Life and Work podcast by AI Shokri. Every week you will listen to one idea on how to make better decisions in life and work. This podcast is automatically narrated. Enjoy the show. Exploring alternatives in decision making. This is the most important step in the exploring stage of the decision making process. It starts with exploring all the alternatives. All the choices have the same importance at this stage. Alternatives answer the question of how, while objectives answer the questions of what and why. This differentiation is essential in decision-making. Exploring alternatives makes us appreciate what we have when we reach a final selection because we did our homework. You cannot claim superiority of one choice unless you have explored the alternatives. Alternatives are not just any proposed solution, they are complete solutions, fully comparable, fully specified, and different. For example, you are applying for a new job. The alternatives are three different job offers. A. Think about the alternatives and write them all down. B. Explore the consequences of each alternative using a decision-making tool. You may use more than one tool to explore the options. C. Order the alternatives based on the outcome of your decision-making tools. D. For each proposed alternative, ask, why is it a good alternative? If the answer doesn't appear in the list of objectives, then it could be that a new objective needs to be added. For example, if one job offers the possibility of working from home or covering your travel expenses, those benefits should be added to the list of comparable objectives. Be creative and an overshooter at this stage, as some constraints are just in your mind. The process of decision-making should be written/typed in what I call decision-making process sheets, DMPS. You can always get back at any time to it. Decision sheets can be simply a notepad or an app, or software. Conclusion. While making decisions, we often miss opportunities by missing valuable alternatives. We usually get stuck in narrow frames and constrain ourselves. While it's usually our mind that restricts our choices, always widen your options while making any decision. Like to hear your voice on the show? Got an idea to share with us on how to make better decisions? Record a message to get featured, link in the description. If you like this episode, kindly subscribe to the Life and Work podcast on any podcast app. Don't forget to leave a review. You can also subscribe to the Life and Work newsletter at thelifeandwork.com.